Well, hello guys, how are you today? Hope you're good and well. So, do femons really have any really deep feelings for anybody but themselves? Now, here's a femon in the thumbnail that was charged with murder of her ex-husband. Oh, and by the way, if you want to know what this femon's going to look like if you're going out with her, you usually look at the mother, don't you? To kind of see how they're going to turn out. Well, here's her mother. She doesn't look too happy there in that picture. I'm not surprised. As she's an accomplice in the murder of her daughter's ex-husband. So here's the ex-husband. And he was married to the femon at the beginning for whatever time, and they had 3 children. They even lived in South Africa, I believe, because of his job and that. And then they came back, I believe, to the United States, where they got a divorce. And the husband, or the ex-husband, was allowed visitation rights, of course. But the femon didn't like that. Femons like full control of their children. So his ex-wife wanted him out of the picture. Of course, his ex-wife has a new boyfriend. They always do. So she asked him about some hitmen to take her ex-husband out. He did find a couple of hitmen, but they kind of disappeared, kind of dwindled out. So the next plan was to poison him. But you notice how femons want to scheme something or whatever. They always have to involve somebody else, usually a male. Anyway, her new boyfriend did send her a vial of animal tranquilizer, which is apparently 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. So she planned to inject him with this vial when he dropped the kids off. And here they are in waiting, her and her mother. She attacked him and injected him with this tranquilizer. It wasn't long before he went limp and died. She put a plastic bag over his head because she was worried about the liquids and sort of evidence. It didn't really seem very well planned out, I guess, but she thought she'd get away with it. They all did. But the ex-husband's dash cam was good evidence, and the police went through it. And it showed pretty much everything that actually curtailed there. His ex-wife attacking him with a syringe and injecting him. It was all the proof that they actually needed. This femon got 40 years. Her mother got 10 years. The boyfriend is going to be charged later. So think about it, a man has lost his life. 3 children are now fatherless and pretty much motherless. All because this femon was so selfish she didn't want her ex-husband to see his own children. Well, you'd think they're his own children, but you never know. It just shows you how completely self-centered and selfish femons really can be. Just a cautionary tale there, guys. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Femons leave destruction in their wake. Take it easy.